Buffon, and then Ronaldo! Oh! What a goal by Cristiano Ronaldo!
Messi to the near post! Messi to the net!
Mamma mia! Lionel!
Romelu Lukaku now. Here's a Honduran. He'll whip it in back to the far post. Elise! Albert Elise! La Pantanita! It's a Honduran connection!
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome into Soccer Matters, presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm and the medium of radio. Boy, do we love it. Coming off a fiery, hey man, blank that with Fred, AJ, and Aaron. I always like listening to that. You guys come up with some very good stuff. Porch Pirates. Yeah, we've had a problem with that in our neighborhood, too. Saw Fred with that one. All right. Podcast of the show, as always, you can listen to this after the fact at podcastarena.com. And, of course, the show is always presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm. The personal injury attorneys. They are going to take care of you 24/7 nights and weekends. I'm not sure what you think about the new Dynamo rebrand. And tonight, the phone lines will be open, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776 throughout the show. If you've got something to say, call the show. We extend the airwaves to you. U.S., 6-2 winners over Panama in Austria, while today Mexico beat Japan 2-0, getting goals from Raul Jimenez and Chucky Lozano. Spain today, 6-0 over Germany in the Nations League. Now, back to the rebrand today. This has been pretty hot, and I think there's an awful lot of people that are pretty fired up about this. Facebook Soccer Matters has got a lot of responses. I want to get your take on it tonight. I want to know what you're thinking about it. 713-780-3776. Lines are going to be open throughout these first two segments. You can speak to me about it. You can speak to me about the Nations League. You can speak to me about World Cup qualifying, which is going on in South America right now. Venezuela with a 2-1 win over Chile. Ecuador 6-1 in Quito over Colombia. Paraguay and Bolivia 2-2. Brazil beating Uruguay 2-0. So those are a few of those results. But the big one today is Spain 6-0 over Germany. And German FA chief Oliver Bierhoff coming out and saying this was very similar to the drubbing that they put on, if you remember, Brazil at the 2014 World Cup in Brazil. The only 5-goal loss in a competitive game. You have to go back when Germany was not unified, and it was West Germany when they went down 8-3 to Hungary at the 54 World Cup group stage. But then Hungary would go down to Germany in the final of that. So, worst ever defeat in a competitive match and largest since the 6-0 loss to Austria in a friendly in 1931. Bierhoff still backing Yogi Löw, the head coach. So 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. We got a new rebranding. The logo is different. Some people have likened it to differing things in differing sports. You heard from Gabriel Brenner, the Dynamo owner today. You heard from Katie Salen, Scallon. You also heard from John Walker. John Walker will be on the show tonight, and John is going to talk to us about the rebrand, and then he's going to take your phone calls, much like Tab Ramos did last week. And Tab Ramos did a wonderful job connecting with the fans. We appreciate that very much. All right, let's go to the phone lines. We'll get things rolling here. 713-780-3776. Tyler wants to talk about the Dynamo. Tyler, you're on the air.
Hey, Glenn, how are you doing?
Very good tonight. When it's a radio night, I'm always happy. I love doing talk radio, especially with the sport we all love.
I know, right? It's just bad when it rips your heart out today, huh? My question was more so for John when he came on, and maybe he can answer this later, and I'd like to get your input on it. But I'm a firm believer that the product on the field is a direct correlation of the product in the front office. And obviously we haven't been performing 6 out of this last 7 years. And the reason why we have the stadium we have in downtown is because of the past success of this team. It just kind of feels like it's a cover-up for the flaws that have been created by this front office and this whole rebranding thing. When it time, money, energy, and effort, especially from the fans and the supporters, money that we invest in the club, could have been used and should have been used in other fashions in order to keep the heartbeat going, because it feels like this is on life support now.
All right, so yeah, I would like the lean to be more towards the competitive side of it. I understand this side of it's important. Hashtags, Twitter, logos, social media, this is all very important in the world of sports now. The timing of the rebrand, I think, for me, is a little bit awkward. We have to remember it's one playoff appearance in 7 years. It's declining attendance. It's lack of relevancy. It's a lot of things that I think if we really want to correct the problem, we have to be honest. And sometimes I'm a little bit too honest, but that's because I care. And I think that's why fans are pretty fired up. Now, the good news is we're finding out that fans have a real strong feeling for the club, the MLS product, and this team in Houston. But it's a small group now. They're firing back. All the comments I've seen on my Facebook page are leaning back towards the product and what's going on when it comes to players, player acquisitions, and the support for the new manager, Todd Ramos, who, by the way, came on last week and reminded us all of the importance of transparency. So I'm hoping that this rebrand culturally leads to more transparency. Transparency grows connection. Connection between fans and the club.
And I would agree with that.
And all the people involved. Like, we want to hear from the GM more. Now, oddly enough, I didn't see Matt Jordan there today. I wonder what that means, because we all know he's in his last year of his contract. You want the president, John, to do what he's doing tonight, which, by the way, I graciously thank him for coming on tonight. And you know, he's going to handle questions from you, the fans, and it's going to give fans an opportunity to talk to him. But, you know, there's a lot of unknown. I mean, I don't know what the rebrand cost. That's one thing we could ask. I don't know what that is. I do like the idea of being more inclusive and being more community-related, but I thought that's what we've been doing the last 10 years. So there's a lot of things in here. I think it stirs a lot of emotion. I think that is good. You know, we've got a lot of areas that we've got to improve. And, you know, for the moment, it's all stuff that I wish was secondary to the competitive side of it. You know what? It's great to have Bun B in concert. Houston legend, rapper, great. I like it in the context of a team that's performing well, playing well, and it's an add-on at a Dynamo game, right? I don't want it to be the thrust. The thrust has to be the players. The thrust has to be the coach. These are our stars. They play for us. We support them. But they play for us. And that's really where it's got to be. If we want to be a soccer club, rhetoric's great. We got to prove it. We got to execute. And I'm ready for that part of it. I'm ready for the execution part of it. And I think the fans are too, and I think there is a lot to be learned. The fans have made themselves very clear, and I hope we're paying attention to it. I really hope we're paying attention to it. If you want to call back when John's on, you can do that and actually get it from him as opposed to me. Okay, Tyler? All right, let's go to Shane. Shane, 713-780-3776. Shane, you're on the air.
Hey, Glenn, I really respected what you've done for the soccer community down here since I've actually lived down here. I'm originally from Kansas, so I've been a fan of Sporting KC and the Wizards, and even before them, the Wiz.
Wow, you go way back. But, you go way back.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
You're going back to 96. You're going back to 96 to empty Arrowhead Stadium. By the way, that's where I cut my teeth in Major League Soccer. I was working for the Kansas City Wizards and Wiz. And then you probably saw them play at the minor league field. And then you saw them with their rebrand and the three new owners. And, you know, they did a lot of things all at once with the stadium.
They did. They really did. I watched it go up. I watched everything. It was beautiful. And, you know, to this day, you know, Sporting KC has my heart. But, you know, since I live in Houston now, and with the rebranding, man, as a Kansas City fan, my worst fear when Houston, when they came in the league, was Houston. Was, oh, my goodness. Man, this team is just amazing, and they kind of took over for a while, and that, you know what, that's great for new teams. That really helped, you know Montreal's, the Vancouver's, the Seattle's, and everything like that. They really helped that.
So what is your point?
Well, my question is, why are you rebranding when all that fear and all that you know, from other teams, even though, yeah, okay, you might be changing everything and doing, you know, things a little different. Why rebrand now would be my question.
Yeah, I think that's one we will ask John. Well, why the timing of this and why now? I mean, obviously the Dynamo have reasons, so let's ask him that question. It is kind of a strange time. It kind of came right after, you know, the season. So, yeah, it is unique in timing. And I think, we've got to put that question to John Walker, who's the president of the club. And we'll do that.
Okay.
And listen, thank you very much for your support of the show, and thank you for listening into it. I appreciate it very, very much. All right, so before we go to Miguel, I just want to remind you, I think it was Tyler who said, you know, the team brought the stadium. No, the fans in Houston and the market brought the stadium first. Then we got gifted the great team that was the Houston Dynamo that won those two cups with all those great guys that were just wonderful characters, tremendous individuals, guys of accountability, and, you know, They had no choice. They had to mix with the fans for a couple of reasons. One, they were doing that on their own anyway because they were still sellers of the sport and the Major League Soccer product. But, you know, the way it was set up, they had to walk through the fans to go into the stadium. So they looked people in the eyes before they played, and people looked them in the eyes, and they signed autographs. That would be a cool thing to kind of set up, is a way where Dynamo players would come into the BBVA, park, and go through sort of a cordoned off pathway that had fans on the side so they could greet them as they go in and they could look them in the eyes. I love that. They do that in Atlanta. It's a very cool thing. All right, let's go to Miguel. Miguel, you're on the air.
Hey, Glenn, long time no talk. How you been?
Good, Miguel. How are you?
Good. Well, a little bit upset with this whole change. I mean, we've been here since 2006 when we started this whole thing with supporter groups and creating a name, a brand for the Houston Dynamo, the whole Forever Orange. And now seeing somebody come in and literally butcher the logo, make it look like a baseball team, is really frustrating. I mean, it kills the story and the history of this club. And I don't know. I see the logo. I see the San Francisco Giants baseball team. So I don't know how they came up with that. Who did they ask? Because if you see social media, everybody is against it. There's very little positive comments about it. So I don't know what kind of research they did or what are they doing with this whole thing. But, yeah, it's really frustrating, and I don't know what else to say, man, but it is very frustrating.
Well, if this is the Miguel I'm talking to, I think you have a new addition to your family. I think you're still involved with the sport with an indoor facility that Matias Almeida has in North Houston, and you are the Miguel that has a tremendous acumen for the sport of soccer and the community here. So if it is that Miguel, will you please raise your hand and say it is?
That's me. And well, I'm here. So
I knew your voice.
I had to express myself, man.
Miguel, once you got into it, I was like, I know who which Miguel this is. And I'm glad you expressed yourself because you were a big part of, like many, many people, bringing this team to Houston. Let's go back to before it ever got here. We cultivated a market here and let the country know that this was a place to put Major League Soccer, and that's why we were gifted the San Jose Earthquakes. The people in San Jose were mad. They had no reason to be mad at us. They had reason to be mad at whoever moved the team, AEG, not us. We tilled the soil. You were a big part of that. There's a lot of people that really went to bat. Right now I'm seeing myself when the fans went down to the piece of dirt that BBVA Stadium is on now and rallied. I mean, those were amazing times. And I think it does maybe tinge those people a little bit. So thank you for calling in tonight, Miguel.
No, thanks for taking my call. But you're right. We were there when there was no stadium, so we had to lobby for that. We fought for that stadium. And now seeing this whole thing change out of nowhere, it's really frustrating, man.
Oh, people went into city council meetings like yourself. No question. The Houston soccer community stands tall in bringing MLS here and getting that stadium built. I don't think there's any question. Miguel, thank you so much as always. Let's catch up soon.
Okay, man. Will do. Thank you.
All right, you got it. Go Rayados. All right, let's go to Ryan. Ryan, you're up.
Glenn, what's up, man? It's your boy Ryan in L.A.
Ryan in L.A., how are you, buddy?
Man, I'm doing well. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. What's on your mind, Ryan? Good to hear your voice.
Man, I'm just going to kind of echo the first two. I don't think you need a rebrand to be transparent. I think that's just kind of a bunch of BS, in my opinion. I just don't see the point behind it. I think it's lazy. I don't think it shows any heart, to the loyal fan base. And honestly, man, I'm just calling to express my disappointment in it. And that's about it, man. I don't really have much else to say.
Well, thank you for calling in, Ryan. I appreciate it. We appreciate your comments, and we're going to hit a hard break right now. Stay good in L.A., okay? All right, so the big topic, Houston Dynamo rebrand, we'll continue to talk about it. 713-780-3776. John Walker will come on. Dynamo president graciously will come on, and he's going to take your questions. He'll explain some of this stuff. We'll give him that opportunity. That's what the show is for. It's for you. It's for people in the Dynamo organizations, for anybody related to soccer. The platforms are for you. That's why this show was created. All right, quick word here again for John Daspit, Daspit Law Firm. It's DaspitLaw.com. They are the presenting sponsors of this show. Big thank you to John and his firm. 713-322-HURT. You get in any kind of accident, work, motorcycle, 18-wheeler, refinery, construction. It is the Daspit Law Firm, 713-322-HURT, DaspitLaw.com. Also, Advantage BMW. I've driven one for years. I've leased. I've bought from Advantage. I love the drive of a BMW. I drive a 5 Series, love it. After all, it's the ultimate driving machine. Vantage BMW will cover you with sales, service, and finance. It can be done so easy. Get in a 3, 5, or a 7 Series. I got an X5. I throw the bike in the back. I absolutely love it. Hometown Advantage. That's why I shop Advantage. AdvantageBMWHouston.com. Break time. We'll come back. Taking more calls.
ESPN 97.5. I'm Greg Berhalter, and you're listening to Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis on ESPN 97.5.
Radar! Has scored his first goal for the United States in just his second appearance. Just a little wink at a teammate, the extent of the celebration as the game is tied.
Well, what about Sebastian Soto, who came off the bench and scored a pair of goals as well? The U.S. 6-2, they get the result over Panama, and that comes after a 0-0 draw against Wales today. Japan went down to Mexico. We're going to continue to take phone calls here at 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Let's go to the phone lines. And Nick, Nick, what do you have?
Hello, hello.
Yeah, Nick, you're on the air.
Oh, it's Nick. Okay. I wanted to tell you you had another great show tonight, and I guess Mr. Walker has not made it in yet, but kind of wanted to bounce off a couple of thoughts of you. Let's take really the known facts, right? We know we have an owner that doesn't like to spend. We are considered somewhat of a small market by whatever measures we have in the MLS. Obviously, we never signed any big players, and we have declined over the last, let's say, decade. All this little playing around with logos and all this is fun. I mean, the question really should be asked, what exactly is the plan for the product on the field? But also, furthermore, is what type of conversation exists between the owner and the president and the general manager when it comes to improving and taking the Dynamo to the next level? Because we all need to do that on the pitch, not at the box office or, buying burgers or what have you. I mean, ultimately, it is about soccer players, about organization, a future, a plan, transparency, and last but not least, accountability. I'll just hang up and listen.
All right. Thank you very much for that. These are questions we can put to John Walker. I don't know the answer to those. So that's what we need. Let's go to Christian now. Christian, you're on Soccer Matters ESPN
97.5. Good evening, Glenn David. How are you, sir?
I am fine, Christian. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I mean, I wasn't really too ecstatic, and I'm basically kind of jonesing off of what the last caller said, but I wasn't really too ecstatic off of the name change and brand change that happened earlier today with the Dynamo and Dash, even though pretty cool, it looks noble. Not saying that the old logos were very low, but I mean, to be honest, it's an improvement. I just wish that when it comes down to the on-the-field talent and the on-field product of not just the Dynamo, but the Dash in a way as well, even though they are now the most successful of the two, I just wish that they would improve off of that instead of, getting people to buy things, getting people to try and support a team that doesn't really do well. And as far as television goes, getting people to watch them on a sub-channel of a major station when they really can't do much of anything.
Well, all points taken. What would you like improved? I mean, are you happy with the rebrand? Tell me more about what you want improved.
He's gone.
All right, so Christian just left. All right, I think we're having a couple of technical difficulties here. We're going to throw to, a quick break. And then we're going to try to get these fixed. I think, Aaron, that's the way to go, right?
Yeah, one second.
So unfortunately, just having a few technical difficulties. I think it's on my end, and we'll work on those. Okay, we'll take a quick break here. We'll come back. We've got more Soccer Matters to go.
ESPN 97.5.
I'm the king of rock. There is none higher. Fire MCs should call me sire. To run my kingdom, you must choose fire. I won't stop rocking till I retire.
Hello, people. This is Alexi Lawless, and you are listening to Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis on ESPN.
You know, we believe that it's not so much of a rebrand, but it's more of a refreshing of our image. The image that we want to show to our fan base and for years to come. The Dynamo, the Dash, the brands are still the same, the colors are still the same, but we're more of a modern look for 2021 and beyond. When the team was relocated to Houston, it was just a soccer team playing football in Houston. Today we're not just a soccer team. Today we're a whole organization with an academy, with a training facility, with a stadium, the men's team, the women's team. So we're really a football club in any stretch of the imagination. We are going to be here to represent the city first and foremost, that nobody is going to be bigger than the club itself, no matter if it's the owner or is the player or is the coaching staff. Nobody is bigger than the club.
Well, you heard it there from Gabriel Brenner, the owner of the Houston Dynamo, majority owner. Nobody's bigger than the club. 713-780-3776 is the number tonight here. And a big thank you to John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. And also you for all the passionate phone calls. I mean, one thing we know is there is passion for the Houston Dynamo. There is passion for Major League Soccer and the product here in Houston. And overall, we know there is huge passion for the sport. Right now, we welcome in the president of the Houston Dynamo, and a big thank you to him for graciously coming on and to take phone calls. He is John Walker. John, how are you?
Glenn, I'm doing very well this evening. How are you?
So busy day for you, no question about it. And there's a lot of emotion out there. There's a lot of things flying. And I'm sure you've seen it. You've heard it. Kind of your sense overall of the day right now, now that we're at 7:35 or 7:36 at night, and kind of processing everything that's happened today.
Well, first of all, thanks for allowing me to come on. And I've been listening to the show, and you're right about the passion that there is for the game and for this club, and that's good news for us. You know, we know that over the last 15 years, there have been highs and lows, and more lows recently than in the first 2 years. Certainly, you can't get any better than starting off winning the cup twice. But throughout the club has evolved. We've added some pieces. We've added the dash. We've added the stadium and those kinds of things that you heard in the video earlier. And you know, we're trying to build something here. And you know, the passion from the fans is certainly something that we hear, we listen to. I read the stuff on social media. I've been told I shouldn't read it, but I read the stuff on social media. And we know that this is a highly controversial change for our club. But nothing we do at the club is done in a vacuum, Glenn. I mean, we've, you know, as I'd mentioned on the video earlier today, the discussion about where the Dynamo are in terms of relevance in this market, relevance with a declining fan base over the years, ever since the stadium opened, competitiveness on the field, all of those things have given us, you know, directionally, the need for change. And, you know, we changed our head coach last year. We're making a change to the marks today, that is hopefully emblematic of a new and refreshed approach to how we do business, how we interact with our fans, and how we perform on the pitch. I think I did hear one caller right before I joined, Christian, who said he enjoyed the crest, thought it was an upgrade. So I'll take that as a positive.
I think some people are going to like the upgrade of the crest and all that. But my question is, and then we're going to get the callers, because I don't want this to be about me. And again, we really appreciate you coming on. Question really is, all right, hashtags, all the glitz that happened today, new logo. How does that get transferred to a staff? I mean, how does that become inclusive now? Because, you know, for some people, they don't mind all this. But they would prefer this with the attention first on the competitive side. That's what I'm reading. And the club and the team and the on-field performance. And then this maybe after it. Why the timing of it now? And then how does this get translated to a staff? Because, you know, you can't just click your fingers and go 180 and say it's all good. I mean, how does it get translated? Who motivates? Who leads?
Well, those are all great questions and great points. And I'm really glad that you asked there. And if I don't hit them all, make sure you bring me back to center so that I can get them.
You know,
all.
You're always welcome. You've got any time you want on the show, you can come on.
Yeah, no, I think You know, when I started at the club a couple of years ago, there were definitely some things that we thought we could do a little better relative from a business perspective. And we've seen improvements, to be quite honest, in the number of season ticket holders coming into this year and likely an increase in next year. We've worked really hard to try and build an alliance with our supporter section. And as you know, Glenn, that has to be organic, right, for that to be real and tangible and those kinds of things. So my hat's off to our supporters for coming together before this season started. And granted, they didn't have the opportunity to really showcase their solidarity, the power in numbers that they can bring, because we just didn't have that many home games with fans. And when we did, we were limited, right? But if you can look back to February 29th and the first match with Chicharito in the building, I mean, they were impressive. And you could tell that there was a difference, and they had to march to the match and all those kinds of things. So I say that to say that's just one of the things that we've done in the last couple of years to try and improve the club and improve the togetherness of the fans and the members and all those kinds of things. I also mentioned to you that we brought Tab on board last year, and, you know, for the most part, the roster, we had a couple of changes. We brought in Darwin. We brought in Marco Maris. We brought in a couple other pieces. But the majority of the roster was a roster that he inherited. And he plays a different style. No one knows that more than you. And I heard you during the last broadcast of our last match say that it's really important for he to have his fingerprints on what this roster looks like moving forward. And so I'll go back to my comment about, you know, none of this happens in a vacuum, and Tab will very much have his hands in every roster move that we make to fit his style. I would invite your listeners who maybe didn't listen to last week's conversation with Tab to go back and re-listen to that and re-listen to his approach to how he wants to get younger. He wants to get more athletic. There'll be some tough decisions made with this roster, but it will all be done with his input, with ownership's input. I'll be listening in as it relates to how it may affect the business and the numbers of the business. Matt will be a part of all those conversations, certainly, and it'll be up to him to go get those players. So we're working very collectively as a group, and I think, you know, I think it's okay to do a couple things at once, right? And to try and build a winning culture based on Tab's system, work on our academy to try and create more homegrown players, which we know everybody appreciates and has proven to be successful in other markets. And at the same time, sort of recreate the look and feel of the logo, make some changes in your business operations to try and improve. I don't think it all has to be one without the other. I'd be lying if I told you I didn't know how important winning was, right? I mean, we all know that. And 2 years ago, when we made the decision to go down this rebrand path that you saw today, we knew it had to be more than just the crest, because that's superficial, let's face it. And it's very subjective, right? Some people like it, some people don't like it. We try to do our best to embody Houston and what it is we want to become, and we think it's very smartly done. You know, some people, it might take a while for them to warm up to it. We get that. But at the same time, we knew we had to do some other things in terms of our commitment to the city, commitment to Houston, to the community, and we need to win on the field. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. So, you know, we have our trust and our faith in Tab right now. You had a front row seat for, you know, some glimpses of some really good play this year. We had some bad play as well. But in his style, you know, it can be pretty exciting. And I'm not going to go down the road of, you know, we had 9 ties and had we won a couple more of those, you know, because I know that's shallow and it's hollow to your listeners and to our fans, and I get that. But, you know, I do feel like this system can be really exciting for our fans in the future. And with Tab's input on the roster, I think we can build ourselves into a playoff team. And And as you heard him say last week, he's not looking to do that in 2024 or 2025. He's looking to do that next year.
Let's take some phone calls, John, because I want the fans to have an opportunity to talk to you. And we'll start it off with Bill. Bill, you're on with Dynamo President John Walker.
Hi, John. Thanks for coming on. You know, I had a couple of comments about the rebrand. I mean, to me, it's really not that big a deal. I think it's just a grab for attention. I'm glad the name wasn't changed. I'm glad the colors weren't changed. I've been a fan of this team for a long time. I was actually at the Frisco MLS Cup win, and I was at the RFK MLS Cup win and a season ticket holder. But I'm not one now, and if I had one question for you, it would be that, you know, we have, I think, a really good coach right now that's connected to young players virtually across the world. So what is this ownership group going to do to allow us to bring in some of those players and allow Tab to have his fingerprints, as you say, on this team?
Well, as you can, and thanks for the question, Bill. As you can imagine, there have already conversations about what the roster looks like next year have already begun, and Tab's thrown a wish list at us, and there are conversations, you know, being conducted right now to try and attract the kind of players that he wants, and you know, there's no question with his background, he's got a lot of experience with U.S. players, and you know, many of whom play in MLS today. Some of them play, you know, internationally. But I would suspect that there will be a large push to bring some of those kinds of players to the club. In fact, I know there will be. I want to go back to your question about the timing, and Glenn, I think you'd actually asked that as in the previous question. When we made the decision to do this a couple years ago, and, you know, what you ultimately saw today, you know, we had no idea what the team was going to do this year. I mean, we really didn't. I mean, even at that point, we had no idea that Tab was going to be the coach. And, you know, the fact that the season played out the way it did, and then we find ourselves today doing a rebrand, well, that's just kind of tough luck. It wasn't that the season ended last week and we decided to pull the trigger on the rebrand yesterday. The amount of work and the sort of the approval process and production process that you have to go through with Adidas and with MLS requires that you make this kind of decision, you know, long in advance. And then you kind of, you know, hold your finger, you keep your fingers crossed that it becomes a good time on the calendar. We didn't know there was going to be COVID. We didn't know the team wasn't going to make the playoffs. We also didn't know that the Dash were going to win the Challenge Cup. So we feel very fortunate about that, because the mantra here, part of the mantra, is that we're now more cohesively one club and are including the Dash with the Dynamo in you know, most of our representation there. So we feel fortunate that the Dash had great success this year. But that's kind of how the timing went, Glenn. I know you'd ask about that earlier.
Yeah, and I would say let's thank you for that phone call, Bill. We appreciate that. I guess maybe what he was asking is, will there be a commitment to more resources, more funds, more finances towards players? Because that just seems to be the one that constantly comes up with the fan base.
Yeah, and it continues to be the conversation, you know, within our walls as well. And I think ownership is committed to Tab's vision, to the extent that increases our payroll, player payroll, or transfer fees. You know, it's TBD. There's not been a mandate or a moratorium on spending. There's not been hey, you can't spend a penny more. That has not been part of any conversation that I've been a part of. So, you know, I think our ownership group and our approach will continue to be, you know, we'll be opportunistic when there are good opportunities for us to bring, you know, big name players to the club. You know, I know Tab is interested in that, but to be perfectly honest, you know, in some of the conversations we've had with Tab, some of the guys that he's asked us to look at and maybe go get are not necessarily big dollar guys. They're just guys that he thinks can perform really well in his system. So, I think you can expect to see a mix. Whether or not that translate into additional spend is TBD.
All right, let me keep this going, and I want to just tell the callers, keep it quick, keep it concise so John can get to these. I want to get him to as many people as possible here. Let's go to Tony. Tony, you're on with Dynamo President John Walker.
Hey, what's going on, Glenn? Good evening. Good evening, John. How are you, sir?
Very good, Tony. Thank you.
Hey, so I had just one question, and it really doesn't even have to do with performance-wise. So I'll just get right to it. You had mentioned in the preview that there were two steps that you kind of wanted to fulfill. And in order to connect and have better unity, I guess, and correct me if I'm wrong, with the Houston area, you said that you needed that's what the rebrand was gonna try to get everyone behind one, you know, be in solidarity with one message going forward and rebuilding, which I can 100% agree with. So, in saying that, what is the Dynamo doing in regards to the Hispanic community specifically, and what are some of the concrete steps that the organization is taking in the immediate future to do so, to reach out and do maybe some community outreach?
Well, that's a good question, and thanks for asking it. You know, last year in August, I believe, we launched, you know, very deliberately our Soccer Starts at Home program with Tom Byers, and it was with the idea that we get in front of as many kids at a very young age, and I'm not just talking about necessarily Hispanic neighborhoods, but really all over Houston, is we get in front of kids with, you know, ball mastery skills and get them to start to feel some confidence about kicking the ball around and hopefully developing soccer as their favorite sport, so that, you know, not only someday might one or two of them end up playing for the Dynamo or the Dash, but that they become fans of the Dynamo and the Dash as they're growing up. So, you know, that's a grassroots effort that we're doing at no charge. And we were fortunate that, if you can call COVID fortunate, we were fortunate that it presented an opportunity for us to develop a lot of that programming digitally and virtually this summer. And so we were in front of, I believe the latest numbers were over 200,000 kids through the summer who got to be a part of that program. And I think that's just one thing that illustrates how we are really laser focused on the city of Houston, on building greater connectivity in the community while trying to grow the game.
John, I got a quick one for you, and I want to just make sure this one gets in. I want to know, who are we going after as fans? Are we going after the Astro, Texan, Rocket casual fan? What are we doing for the authentic soccer fans? Because we have a city full of them. They're unique. They're untapped. They're Nigerians. They're Central Americans. They're Hispanics from differing countries from around the world. They're expat Englishmen working in the oil industry. They're from all over. The branding today seemed to me more towards the casual fan. But what are we doing for the authentic fan? And maybe that piggybacks on the prior question.
Yeah, you know, good question. I think, you know, the league has helped us with an awful lot of research in our market as it relates to where the biggest opportunities to grow the fan base are. And there are, you know, different buckets that they would lump you into depending upon your connection with the game, whether you played the game, whether you're a hardcore purist, or whether you're just a casual sports fan who likes to kind of dabble in different things. And, you know, the largest population falls within the sports fan or soccer enthusiast, if you will. And so from a marketing perspective, we're focused on those folks. It's an 18 to 35 age group. It's folks who maybe played the game, maybe follow a team internationally, and are, you know, open to MLS as a brand that they are willing to watch. You know, to be perfectly honest, Glenn, you know, there's a smaller segment of the population, not only here in Houston, but around the United States, that is you know, what they would call soccer purist. I think maybe was your word, but I know that's the MLS word. And, they're so laser-focused on Liga MX, or they're so focused on EPL, that they're a much tougher convert, becoming an MLS fan or a Dynamo fan. So it's not that we don't target them, because I think we have with some of our efforts, specifically from us growing the supporter alliance. I mean, we've gone to some of those watch parties for the different groups around town where, people are cheering for Liverpool on Saturday mornings or what have you. And we've invited some of those folks to join our supporter alliance. And so I'd say that's probably our most concerted effort, is to go to the fan clubs of these international brands and try and invite them in from a supporter's perspective. But when it comes to more casual single game fans, there's an awful lot of sports fans out there who have dabbled in or nibbled in soccer or in MLS, who present a great opportunity to us.
Do you think if we were able to get more authentic fans, and by the way, I don't agree at all with you can't convert some of these soccer fans. I've heard that before. I don't believe that, because I see it. I have friends from Honduras and all over. I'm not in agreement with that, and I'm not being disrespectful.
Didn't say you couldn't do it. Just said it's proven to be a harder convert.
Yeah, but they could be a more loyal convert. Has there ever been any consideration of, doing tickets in a lower price range to 2,000 to 2,500 people that gets more of those authentic type of soccer fans in there? Has that been considered ever at this stage? Because I just think there's a missed opportunity there, because I think it seems to me like we continue to go after the Rocket, the Astro, and the Texan fan, and we want loyalty, right? And I'm not saying they can't be loyal, but they're split, and casual fans, I understand it, have to be a big part of it, no question. Social part of it, I get it. But I think there's a bigger gap for authentic soccer fans, and I think they would be more willing than sometimes we give them credit for.
Yeah, you may be right. And what I would say is, we've had the good fortune at BBVA Stadium having, several international matches and Gold Cup matches and other friendlies. And through that, we've gotten to know, many of the consulates here in Houston, and have worked with them on group sales opportunities to try and get people into the building, with some success, by the way, for the Gold Cup matches in particular. I mean, the Honduran fans came out like crazy last year for the Gold Cup. And then, we follow up with them, to give them, single game offers.
So let me stop you there. So why don't they come to Dynamo games when you've got legends? You've got absolute Honduran legends in Minor Figueroa, in Oscar Boniac Garcia. I still don't understand why they don't come to Dynamo games.
Well, if I knew the answer to that directly, I think we would be able to quickly, convert and change them into being frequent patrons.
Are we doing enough in the Honduran community, you think? I mean, should we be going in there more? Should we be drilling down deeper and getting people that are really connected in those communities, maybe to work for the Dynamo? I don't know.
Sure, and I think all of those are good suggestions. There is a question of bandwidth a little bit, to be fair, on our staff. But I think the good news is we're not done. And we're not, we haven't given up on that approach altogether. And there will be, continued activation in those communities from a community outreach perspective. There will be, we've hired some sales specialists who, certainly Spanish speaking, who can get into some of these markets and talk with people. I mean, I've been a part of some of the meetings that, around the World Cup planning. The World Cup bid committee planning, where I've gotten to know some folks in those communities. So it's a work in progress, and I think it's a fair point, Glenn, that there are opportunities in some of those other communities, and we need to do a better job there.
So Bogdan, Brian, Tyler, Jose, Brandon, do we need to go to a break here, Tyler? Okay. Aaron, we're going to hit a break here. We're going to come back with John Walker for one more segment. John, thank you. Can you stick through a commercial break with us, please?
You bet. Absolutely.
All right. John Walker, Dynamo President, is going to stay with us here. We'll come back with more on Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. And, again, a quick reminder here for Nebo Bandovic, the former scorer for the Houston Hotshots. Remember him at the summit? He wants you to find financial freedom through real estate investing. After his career, he built a real estate investing company with a multi-million-dollar portfolio. He wants to teach you how to do the same. Follow Nebo at Nebo Bandovic, N-E-B-A-N-D-O-V-I-C, on Instagram for daily investment tips, secrets, and more. That's at Nebo Bandovic on Instagram. We'll take a break. We'll come back. More with Dynamo President John Walker.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.